I am really delighted this morning to introduce you to Tara Willerup, Vice Chairman of the Simsbury Free Library Board of Trustees. And this is all about Martin Luther King. His birthday is coming up just around the corner, and they've got something big planned. Tara, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you, Brad?
Just fine. And this is exciting, what you folks are going to do, and I'm glad that you gave us a call. And can you tell us about the 8th annual Martin Luther King in Simsbury celebration taking place on Monday, January the 21st. I know that he used to work in tobacco when he was younger in Simsbury, but this is exciting.
It's a great day, and it's a great celebration we've been doing for these few years. Martin Luther King came to Simsbury in the summers of 44 and 47 when he was a student at Morehouse College. They would send up a group of kids. There were kids that came from all over the South and even the Northeast to work on the tobacco fields during the summers. And he was here for those summers. And we don't feel like we influenced him, but while he was here one summer in 1944, he wrote on his application to ministry school that his call to ministry was quite different. The decision came about in the summer of 44 when I felt an inescapable urge to serve society. In short, I felt a sense of responsibility which I could not escape. So we hope that by doing these ceremonies, we can be influenced by Martin Luther King and what he made of his life and his legacy.
You know, you broke ground on the MLK Memorial in October. Can you give us an update on that?
We are currently working on site plan, and we're working with our contractor. We will be building the memorial this summer. If anyone is interested, you can go to the MLKininConnecticut.org website or the SimsburyFreeLibrary.org website, and you can get more information. We are still raising funds because even though we're building the memorial, we are also going to create programming and create an endowment to maintain the memorial for many years to come, and there are still sponsorship for corporations available to be placed on the memorial, and for people if they'd like to just buy a brick and be part of the path.
Tara, you know, when I heard about this, I said, this is something that should be done, and by gosh, you folks, how did it come about? How did you get this all going? Because people, you know, when they hear me say a Simsbury Free Library Board of Trustees, how did this all start? I mean, I think it's tremendous that you're going to really do history that way, and that's what you're doing.
Well, it'll be wonderful to have an interactive opportunity like this. We started with a group of students, high school students, who worked with their teacher, Richard Curtis, who's head of the history department at Simsbury Schools, and he worked with these students at the library, and they debunked the myth that Martin Luther King was ever in Simsbury. And so when they did their research and they found that he had been here, and he wrote home to his mother about it. And when he was in the North coming from Atlanta, he realized that there was hope and there was for equality. And he and so when the kids finished, they made a documentary, which will also be seen on Monday at the end of the program. They ended up deciding that they wanted something more permanent. When all these kids were off and had left town, they wanted something here that still spoke to what they've learned about Martin Luther King and his time here and his legacy. So that's how that all started. And they led the drive to raise the money. They led the drive to design the memorial. They led the drive to create the documentary, and it's been a really very wonderful opportunity.
Well, I attend the First Cathedral here in Bloomfield, and it is just a tremendous, tremendous group of people that you talk with, that you meet, and when I found out that this is what was going to happen, I was wondering now, who are your keynote speakers this year?
So we are very, very fortunate to have a woman named Joelle Murchison come and speak. She is a very accomplished executive and university administrator and diversity and inclusion champion and mother of four. She is very positive and will be a great asset to our already full docket of activities. It starts at 2 o'clock at the First Church in Simsbury. It goes from, it'll probably be at about an hour or so long. We have, we will have the Henry James Choir will be there singing.
Wow.
Our Senior Center Choir, the Intonations, will be there with Jeff Babel as their director, and the Henry James Choir is Jason Salmon, the choral director. And then we also will have, dignitaries will have Kevin Witkos and doing a reading, and Brad Mead and doing readings from Martin Luther King's speeches. And we will also have the keynote speaker and the students from the MLK Memorial will speak. It's going to be chock full of a lot of great and interesting and hopefully uplifting, motivational and inspiring conversation.
Talking with Tara O'Willerup, Vice Chairman of the Simsbury Free Library Board of Trustees, and this is all about Dr. Martin Luther King. And it's just incredible. You've been, I'm sure, to the first cathedral, and it's just an outstanding group of people. But this is something that hasn't happened before. And what was the motivation? What was it that somebody said, let's do something different? And you are.
Yeah, I think the motivation was let's get our students working with our community, and it was trying to find something that we could all do together. And Richard Curtis was the idea guy to make this be our project, and it really took off. And I guess what you're saying is so true. It's time, and it's interesting, and it's important, and it really has been a great thing for, I think, our town and for these students, and I know for me and personally for sure.
Well, Tara, I'll tell you something right now. When I found out that this was going to happen, I said to myself, and I'll say it to you right now, it's about time.
Yeah.
And it's a great thing you're doing. And I'll tell you, the young people, when they really get to know what Martin Luther King stood for and what he went through, it's going to make a big difference. It's a part of history, no question about it.
It's a big part of American history, and some of it isn't so pretty, and it's important to talk about all of it.
Well, that's the part that you just said. Some of it isn't so pretty. But again, great to have you on the program, and I know it's going to be a huge, huge success. And what you're doing with the young people, that is so, so important, and congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us, and I hope everyone comes out.
Oh, you're going to have a crowd. You don't have to worry about that. Thank you, Tara.
Excellent.
Tara Willup, Vice Chairman of the Simsbury Free Library Board of Trustees.